As head coach Kelly Durr has stated, they're going to have control of the line of scrimmage more times than not.
Well, it's great to have great playmakers like Clancy, like Wayner. They like Blackstock as well, and they like a few other younger guys. It's great to have those guys, but if somebody doesn't protect and create holes for them, it's very difficult for these guys to excel. So Wyatt, Humphrey, Phillips, Austin Iaffer are just a couple guys that are very difficult shoes to fill. And if they can do that, that will help allow this team to get some big wins.
Last year, Bad Axe struggled to finish drives, stalling out in the red zone many of times, and their offensive production averages showed it too. In 9 games last year, Bad Axe averaged just 12.4 points a game, the second worst offense in the Greater Thumb Conference, ahead of only Memphis. Defensively, they allowed a fraction over 33 points a game.
Right, that offense actually put up some decent yardage totals, but like you mentioned, Clark, they just did not find the end zone. And if you don't have a field goal kicker that can get you something, you got to find ways to get into the end zone. You can't have second and 10, third and 10s all the time. And it seemed like Bad Axe would get on a roll, and then two incomplete passes of no gains would put you third and long, and that's when you force your turnovers.
Kickoff of Vassar in at Bad Axe is in just 12 minutes as you're listening to your home for high school football, the WLW Sports Network on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. Vassar at Bad Axe coming up next.
For all your new or additional grain storage and handling facility needs, contact DS Services of Cass City, your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Call DS Services for anything, from a minor repair to site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility. They maintain a huge replacement parts inventory, provide millwright service, and their 3-truck and all-terrain cranes with certified operators can handle many truss jobs or other lifting needs. Visit DSServicesInc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
This is Mike LePage from Thumb Bank and Trust. At Thumb Bank, we are a proud supporter of our local communities and school athletics. No team is complete without a good coach. Let Thumb Bank and Trust be your guide for personal service, professional excellence, and over 120 years of financial experience that any team needs to succeed.
You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Stop by any of our offices and let us show you the winning difference that is Thumb Bank. We're Thumb Bank and Trust Company with locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, Bad Axe, and Bay City, where relationships are built on trust. Member FDIC.
I told my dad the air conditioning went out in my car. He told me to cool it. Just put an ice cube tray on your dash over the blower. I decided to take it to Kodak Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. I heard they are the experts in air conditioning repair that will fix my car right the first time and at a reasonable price. Then I billed it to my dad.
Leak detection, recharging, and compressor repair for cars, trucks, RVs, and agricultural equipment with fast professional service from Kodak Radiator and Air Conditioning of Bad Axe.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we will diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. Bring it to Kodak Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101. 269-7101.
For everything to do with hunting, visit Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Randy's Hunting Center has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, 10 Point, and Raven, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists ready to get you shooting the same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds in all sizes, starting at $425. Find over 4,500 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the Ruger American Rifle and 450 Bushmaster. Over 100 variations of a bow action rifle that is a legal alternative in a shotgun zone and is fully capable of 3-inch groups at 300 yards. And Randy's Hunting Center sells fishing and hunting licenses. Don't miss the 26th annual used gun auction being held at Woods and Water Weekend on Sunday, September 9th, starting at 11 a.m. Over 135 rifles, shotguns, and pistols will be sold to the highest bidder. A complete auction list is available on the website, randyshuntingcenter.com. It's all happening at the Woods and Water Weekend, Sunday, September 9th, at the Emily City Fairgrounds.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best deal at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS, 989-269-GUNS.
You're listening to the WLW Sports Network as we're gearing up for the Vassar at Bad Axe game here on the WLW Sports Network, your home for high school football. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, Rochelle Thompson, and Dwight Gasho with your call tonight from Bad Axe, Michigan. If you were to throw a Michigan peach from Vassar to Bad Axe, I might ask why you would waste such a hot commodity. But more impressively, it would be a 67-mile throw traveling due northeast. If you were to drive from the Cook GM Superstore, M15 Top of the Hill in Vassar, to the indoor showroom of Al Hansen Motors, it's an 83-mile journey with about as many turns as construction zones. In regards to school size, Vassar has the upper hand. There are 331 Vassar Vulcans wandering the hallways in Vassar in comparison to the 311 Hatchets. Last year, Vassar and Bad Axe were the largest schools in the Greater Thumb Conference, but this year, with Caro and KPAC being in the mix, those two get the 2018 honors. Regardless, it's plus 20 in favor of Vassar. Tonight marks the 52nd meeting between Vassar and Bad Axe. Despite Vassar being in the Greater Thumb Conference for just 10 years, there are two old conference foes in the good old Thumb B conference days. From 1950 to 1990, the Vulcans and Hatchets squared off every single year. In that span, Bad Axe had the advantage 24-17, but since 2008, when Vassar joined the Greater Thumb Conference West, it has been the Vulcans going 10-0 against Bad Axe. Overall series sits at Bad Axe, or Vassar 27. Last year, Vassar averaged 23.3 a game on offense, while Bad Axe was able to scrape together 12.4, plus 10.9 for the Cork Pine City. Defensively, last year it was a close race, with Bad Axe and Vassar holding down the third and second worst defenses in the Greater Thumb Conference. Bad Axe allowed just over 33 points a game, while Vassar allowed 41.8 in 2017, both not good. So again, with last year's numbers, Bad Axe has the advantage by 8.7 points for defense. Las Vegas has set their line for the night, and they're confident in the line. Unless it's wrong, our colleagues at the Ohio State University and Insider Trading, Cleveland Brown Sports Wagering Department, sat after factoring in all possibilities, stats, injuries, weather, and location. The spread for tonight sits at Vassar, 9.5 points. Today is the 242nd day of the year, meaning just 123 days until New Year's Eve. Dave, you have any plans?
No, I don't.
No,
what about Dwight? You got any plans, man? You got something going on New Year's Eve yet?
No, nothing for Dwight. Okay, all right.
Well, I was hoping you had something more exciting than me.
Well, Dave, that brings me to this week's trivia question, which is actually semi-applicable, which is a first.
Which is completely different than last week, I would say.
Yes. So, Vassar, in my opinion, is known for two things. The Cook GM Superstore, M15, Top of the Hill, Vassar. I don't know how many times I heard that as a child. In flooding. Those are my two opinions. But the question is, what city receives more precipitation in the year, Vassar or Bad Axe?
You know, this is one of those where you overthink it. If they're known for flooding, then I should probably go Vassar. But knowing you, that's maybe I'm overthinking it. Give me Vassar then.
Well, you are correct. Vassar receives 34.3 inches a year, Bad Axe 33. Bonus question, everyone's favorite topic, snowfall. What city has more snowfall on average in a year, Vassar or Bad Axe?
I'm going to jump ship on you. I think that one's Bad Axe.
Well, you're two for two today, Dave. You're doing pretty darn good. Bad Axe receives 48 inches of snowfall a year. Vassar, just 67 miles southwest, 36 inches. So a whole foot less that much farther south. Today was supposed to have a high of 65 degrees in Bad Axe, 10 degrees cooler than the historical average for August 30th, which is 75 degrees in Bad Axe. Dave, the question for you is, what is the record low temperature for August 30th in Bad Axe, Michigan?
Oh, wow. God, it's been cold around here, so I'm gonna say that it crept as low as 39.
39. You almost went 3 for 3 for the first time in history, Dave. It's actually 37 degrees.
Oh, okay.
37 degrees back in 1982. I remember like it was yesterday. From August 28th to the 30th in 1982, the low was 35, 34, and 37 degrees before rebounding for the holiday weekend shortly thereafter. And for those curious, tonight's low, 51 degrees. Dave Hansen, your three keys to today's game.
Well, let's start with Bad Axe. First of all, they have to get that defense off the field. They've been